Poems for September by Dan Liebertson. Got those ballpark blues. Hitters get scythed by their own bats. Runners stumble as in gopher holes. Our line drives slam into their mitts like buried drunk birds into window panes. Our cleanup man's entranced. Streak three! Paralyzed like a bronze statue by lust for a breakout slam. And when we finally work a walk, double play. The purest cruelty kills hope just as it starts to grow. Wax the sprouting dream before it fruits. Our guy's two-strike pitches, low and curved like beauty smiling open-lipped, are brutally murdered back up the middle. Their foul tips skitter free. Ours buzz and die in the web. Their pop-ups navigate beyond reach. Ours sail into gaping mitts. The sun eats high flies and spews down flaming meteorites to blind our fielders, who flail as if fending off vultures. Umpires with a vision of rhinoceri and every bit as ignorant and stubborn charge around the field blowing calls their way. One of us must surely be a Jonah running from some sacred calling. Why else such misery? Find him. Throw him over. Trade the bum and let him wreck some other team, or send him down until he lands in a one-horse town and never sees Double A again. Did someone hang his cap up backward? Open a gum pack from the wrong end? Lose the wad he chewed hitting that home run when his kid picked it off the headboard and fed it to the schnauzer on the bed? Let his wife wash his lucky underwear? Forget to sign the cross before batting? Tie his shoes in the wrong sequence? Lose the only glove he's ever loved? Sit on the wrong side of the plane? Shave or not shave? Either way, we're screwed. Because, damn it all, there's got to be some reason we've been stuck in this slump the whole season. Copyright 2008 by Dan Liebertson from The Pitch is on the Way, Poems About Baseball and Life. Dad eats a hard-boiled egg. He cradles it with thick fingers, egg cup-shaped, admires it for a long moment, pale blue eyes struggling for focus behind thick lenses, turns it carefully counterclockwise, passing its seemingly uniform surface before his gaze as though he alone can see difference there. A range of snowy mountains and fertile valleys in this perhaps the only egg left, a world within a world bereft. His orbit around the egg now complete. He steadies and carefully starts to crack it, turning the oval and wrapping it deftly on the table edge at regular mathematical intervals he of all his family has discovered or had passed down to him by his parents' parents and beyond. Appraising the web of cracks, he nods as though he and his egg have found the answer to a tough question, the key that fits the lock of the door to the future. Now he disrobes the egg, studiously peeling it naked, stroking clean of shell shards the smooth uncovering skin with his tobacco-stained fingers, careful not to blemish the white sheen. Lips slightly parted, tongue touching their curves, breathing slow and shallow, he appreciates the full being of the egg, ovoid promise of a small pleasure he learned to cherish through hungry years on the Lower East Side, of which he said, the only blessing was learning to enjoy the simplest things. Now he may be thinking, two of these end-to-end make infinity, but I am happy with this finite joy, this single egg. Then those blunt, strong fingers shape themselves around the tapered hexagonal salt shaker with its familiar dented metal head, and the right hand lifts it toward the left. His startlingly sharp tongue snakes out as he bows his head to lick the left hand, firmly holding the egg in its fist, at the cleft between the thumb and index finger. He raises his head and shakes an exact measure of salt onto the wet spot as if ending a ritual dance. Again he pauses, solemn, expectant gaze, worshipping the unspoiled surface, And in the unifying silence of that moment, I recall him saying, before the meal began, "All work is sacred, even menial labor, and the reward of a job well done is to eat your food with peace in your heart, knowing you are entitled." Dad sighs, "Ah," lightly smacks his lips, raises his hand to lick the salt, and then at last bites through the wall of the chamber of paradise clear to the yellow sun within, with such a light of joy spilling from his eyes that even 12 years gone, it warms me still. Copyright 2006 by Dan Liebertson, from a family album.